This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Newly released federal data show that people in some states could see their health insurance bills go up by 30% next year. This is insurance purchased through the Obamacare marketplaces if nothing changes. South Carolina, West Virginia, Idaho, and Iowa could be hardest hit. Now, we've been reporting on the possibility that the Trump administration might work to make those increases even higher to force Congress to act on health care reform. Does nothing ever bring healthcare costs down? You might think generic drugs, which are 9 out of 10 prescriptions now, but there's even inflation there, as Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports.
Guy Vanderleck has taken one 100-milligram dose of Atenolol a day, a generic beta blocker for his high blood pressure, for 10 years. Then this June, he went to his usual pharmacy, and they'd run out. He tried another one. They'd also run out.
I can't get a medication I've been on for years from two of the largest pharmacy providers in the country. It doesn't make any sense to me.
Drug shortages have been creeping up, with as many as 200 shortages on any given day last year, most of them generic. The shortages can be tracked back to the success of the generics program. Since the 1980s, after a branded drug's patent expires, manufacturers dive into the market, pushing prices down 80 to 90%. Awesome for consumers, but pencil-thin margins for drug makers. University of Chicago economist Rena Conti says over time, those tiny profits push some manufacturers to bow out, leaving just a few players.
In the long term, only 2 to 4 manufacturers are actually making these drugs.
This is an old problem, but new research from Conti shows it's now on steroids. Narrow profits, pressure from Obamacare, and recent federal regulations have driven some manufacturers to consolidate. So today, Conti finds 40% of generics are made by just one drug maker. University of Utah pharmacist Aaron Fox, who monitors drug shortages, says that's why it's hard for people like Guy Vanderleck to get his meds.
When there is any type of a supply glitch, a manufacturing problem, a quality problem, it almost always ends up in a shortage.
And of course, the more monopolies there are, the more they can charge what they want. A Government Accountability Office study from last year found more than 20% of generic drugs had more than doubled in price in the last few years. Conti says our system does a great job creating competition. Now we've got to figure out how to preserve it.
We have a regulatory infrastructure that is very focused on pulling competition in to the market, but we have very little assurance that that market will stay competitive over time.
It's beginning to dawn on federal health officials something must be done. One idea is to import generics from overseas when a drug maker jacks up the price. But Conti says Congress and the FDA must come up with a way to encourage companies to jump into markets when monopolies crop up, a tall task considering those profit margins. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.